God's word for us to hear this morning is in the middle of the epistle lesson, where Paul is instructing us about how we are to treat each other and how we're to treat our brother and sister, not just in Christ, but in the world itself. And in the middle of this, the Apostle Paul writes this, and this is from the NIV. "For none of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. If we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord." I want you to think about that word belong. And I want you to think about your identity as a child of God who walks on this earth and who walks in the stead and with God as your companion. I want you to think about identity. And I want you to think about this, and I want you to put yourself in the place of Alex. As he was sitting with his grandma, and they were talking, he asked his grandma, what was her name? Well, it seems to be grandma, doesn't it? And Alex said, yes. But, you know, my mom calls you mom. Well, that's my mom. That's my word name as well. But, you know, there are other names that I have. My sister calls me Sis. My brother calls me Lena. And my parents call me Arlene. But there's one name that is above all names. And Alex asks his grandma, what is that name? It's the name my pastor calls me, child of God. I want you to think about that as you think about your lives as a child of God and how it began and how did you come to this place? Because I want you to think about your identity as being given to you, first of all, in your baptism. When the pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God claimed us. God said that we are his own child. And through that baptism is significant in our lives. Growing up in the Episcopal Church, and when we were taught about baptism, it was taught that baptism is an outward sign of an inward spiritual grace. That's false. It's not just a sign. It's telling us that God has claimed us, that he has called us his own child. The prophet Isaiah said, "Do not fear, I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine." And so Paul says, we belong to the Lord. Whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. That is very significant for you and I as we live in this life. Because we have many difficulties in this life. Satan is the most prominent difficulty. We know that. And we know that Satan is out to get us. Satan is out to drive a wedge between husband and wife. Satan is out to drive a wedge between parents and children. Satan is out to drive us away from God. But God comes to us through the power of the Holy Spirit and reminds us of this baptism. When Luther was writing the Small Catechism, he mentioned in the baptism area to remember our baptism daily. Because the old man is standing right behind us. And he's got a sledgehammer. And he's ready to knock it over our head, drag us out, and have Satan claim us as his own. So Luther was trying to instill in us a remembrance to remind us that God has called us by a special name. God has pulled us into his life. And you know this, these two verses that I just spoke a little bit ago about none of us living to ourselves alone and none of us died to himself alone, that is very significant because it brings us together. Not just as brothers and sisters in an earthly sense, in a physical sense, but brothers and sisters in Christ, because Christ is present in our lives. Christ is always there. He's there to lift us up. He's there to give us knowledge that we are not alone and we will not die alone, that we are here to live for each other. About eating and watching over and struggling with that, the Apostle Paul struggled with a lot of things in his life, even though the Lord Jesus called him as he was on his way to Damascus to kill yet another Christian. The Lord struck him down from that horse, and he said, "Why are you persecuting me?" And Saul became Paul at that minute. And he was turned completely around. And then he was shown how much he was going to suffer for Christ's name. And as he suffered, he also shared Christ with those around him. And so Paul is instilling us, educating us, instructing us how we are to live in this world as his children, as Christ's children. And this is very important for us because we are new people in God, in Christ. The Apostle Paul writes in the second letter to the Corinthian church, in the 5th chapter, the 17th verse, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." You are new people in Jesus. And each and every day you see that newness around you as you can function as that child of God, redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ and given new life. And it's amazing how God does this. It is amazing how he transforms us into his new creations. And as those transformed new creations, the Apostle Paul's words ring true, "For none of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. So if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. And as being those new creations in the Lord's, we reach out and touch other people." Right now, we have to stay 6 feet apart from each other. And yet, we're there to share with one another. Yes, we have to wear masks, and yes, we have to do social distancing, and yes, we need to be aware of all these things that affects our physical life. But yet, we are there to touch one another with God's words of welcome, God's words of redemption in Jesus Christ, and to share that with each other. We are those new, reformed, transformed creatures of God in Christ Jesus. And as we live, we proclaim him. I'm wondering if any of you have been told that you are great singers, and how this church resounds with praise when you sing. It is amazing. That hymn that we had just before the sermon, and Dave says, "You know, we haven't sung this kind of tune before. You were just singing that praise of God, and it was reverberating around this church. It was amazing." That's how you reach out to others as being that child of God, because we are the Lord's. And as being the Lord's, we know that our sins are forgiven. Even though we sin in thought, word, and deed, and we disobey God, and we rebel against God, God says that he has forgiven us our sins because of Jesus. That forgiveness is very valuable. And when
husband and wife can share that forgiveness, when children can share that forgiveness with parents and with God, grandparents, it's amazing how God works through those words. I am sorry, please forgive me. You are forgiven. It is amazing how God lifts us up, how God encourages us, and God strengthens us with these words that we're not going to be alone. We live to the Lord. We die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.